it is a lot to do, but it's the right thing to do also, you know, and I think it's really important, you know, if we're going to be in this natural foods industry, you know, we've already made a values-based choice. You know, we've made a political decision to support one particular facet of a massive, you know, food system. All of our operating practices should align with the values that we support through the food that we sell.
Welcome to Common Roots, an Infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common, a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out. Today, we are joined by Sam McGannum from Buy Right Market, and this is their story. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sam. Do you just want to start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your store?
Yeah, totally. My name is Sam McGannum, and I'm the second generation and founder of Buy Right Family of Businesses, which started with a little market in the Mission District that's been in my family for the past 60 years. I came back to it 26 years ago and reimagined it as a store for cooks. I had spent a little over a decade cooking in restaurants and wanted to create a space where cooks can come and find great ingredients, and those who are aspiring to be cooks could come and get knowledge and education from our staff, who were predominantly restaurant folk, who could teach them how to prepare great ingredients and turn them into wonderful dishes and inspire them to love and enjoy good food more frequently. Yeah, we've since expanded to now a family of three markets, an ice cream shop that was opened almost 20 years ago. It was San Francisco's first ice cream shop using local organic dairy. And we've got a catering and commissary operation and a nonprofit called 18 Reasons that we started 15 years ago. Our mission is to create community through food, and that's our North Star. It guides everything that we do. And we consider our community not to just be the neighborhoods that we operate in, which are really important, but we consider the three key stakeholders as being our staff, everybody who works within the businesses, our guests who come in and shop and support our businesses, and all of the makers, all the producers, the farmers, the ranchers who provide us with the amazing food that we use to connect these three stakeholders. We also consider the planet an important stakeholder and try to make sure that every decision is responsible to our Earth. It's a finite resource, and we want to make sure that we're doing right by it. In addition to having our North Star, we also have three really succinct core values. They're the values that I've had since before I came back to Buy Right, to my family business. They're to lead with love, to pursue with passion, and to act with integrity. I just feel that there's a tremendous need for more love to be present in this world, especially in business. And I don't think that you can really feed people well without love and without passion. Things just start as fun. And without integrity, you can't have trust. And without trust, we can't create community through food, because community is just a string of relationships, and trust is the foundation of all of those relationships. And so we measure ourselves against those values with everything that we do.
Great. And do you want to talk about when you joined Infra and what initially motivated you to want to become a member?
Yeah, it's time to remember back. I think we joined Infra in 2011. I think it was like a little over 12, 13 years ago. And we joined to create community, to build community, to build relationships with other retailers, other values-minded retailers. And it's been fantastic just getting to connect with people across the country who share the same passions, who share the same problems, who really care about the food that they sell, care about their staff. And it's inspiring to, you know, to be part of a network of people who are aligned.
And yeah, so BuyRight is very loud and proud about your focus on sustainability and also farm direct sourcing. So what kind of inspired you to focus on those topics, and how has that ethos kind of shaped your day-to-day operation?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that it started initially because of flavor. Just well-grown, responsibly grown food just tastes better. And as a cook and having spent the, 12 years cooking in restaurants, having ingredients that delivered exceptional flavor was critical. You know, your final dish is only as good as the composition of the individual ingredients. And so, we sought out local farmers who were growing without chemical fertilizers and pesticides, ingredients that were traditional, that were just made the same way that they've been made for thousands of years, hundreds of years. There's something lovely in preserving these traditions, and there's just something absolutely delicious in being able to take those ingredients and share them with somebody else. And so it started with that mindset that, if we're going to connect with somebody, it better be something that's memorable. When you put something super tasty in your mouth, it triggers your senses. It triggers memory, and taste memories are some of the strongest that we have. I also feel, and we've since really quickly evolved that mindset to not just focusing on deliciousness, but also focusing on our responsibility to steward the planet and to ensure that our soil and water systems remain clean and healthy, and to support farming system that respects the people that are working in on the land or working in the production facilities, wherever they are. And so all of that plays into this ethos of really being discerning about what it is that we choose to work with, what it is that we choose to cook, what it is that we choose to put on our shelves to sell with our community. And again, it all comes back to me with this critical need to build relationships with our guests. And if we don't trust the food that we're feeding our guests, then it's going to be impossible for our guests to trust us. And we want to be able to stand behind everything that we sell them.
Yeah. And so just to clarify as well, does BuyRight have their own farm that you use, or?
We currently have an orchard up in the Sierra foothills that is operated by my mom and my sister and her husband right now. It was a orchard that my father had long had a passion to start, and he did so about 20 years ago. And so that's the current, I guess, opportunity for food growing that we have. They grow figs and persimmons and grapes and kiwis and blueberries and apples and some stone fruit in this really extraordinary climate that's at around 3,000 foot elevation in gorgeous soil. It's on a strip of land that has multiple farms along it that's kind of renowned in California. But before the pandemic, we had been farming for about a little over a decade, around 13 years in Sonoma. And it started as a little pet project with a rooftop garden along with rooftop beehives. We still have the beehives. And so we've got honey that's being harvested from our rooftops of the businesses. And then a neighbor was inspired by that, the fact that we were growing food on the roof, and let us borrow or cultivate on their backyard. They had a nice big backyard that was around the corner in the Mission District, which is a banana belt in San Francisco. So we started growing food there. And once we got the bug of how magical it is to take a seed and put it into clean soil and then to give it water and sun and to see this thing, sprout and then flower and then fruit and then to be able to harvest that fruit and then to be able to share that fruit, we eventually started farming on half an acre in Sonoma, and we grew it up to 3 acres. And we were growing and harvesting thousands of pounds of food a year for a number of years. And we also had an education program through our nonprofit, through 18 Reasons, where it was a farm school where for the course of 6 months,
The students would take in a class in the city with a farmer, teaching them about the fundamentals and the basics of farming. And then they would go up to the farm and participate in the cycles of the season, you know, from preparing the soil to dropping the seeds to running drip irrigation to weeding. We did lots of weeding. It culminated with a harvest, and then I would cook for everybody, and you know, we would sit together and celebrate the harvest together. And yeah, the farm was amazing. Unfortunately, the pandemic disrupted it. You know, our landlord decided to kick us off the land and sell the property. And so, yeah, we haven't, yeah, that program stopped in 2020.
Okay, awesome. So something else that fits into ByRight's sustainability initiatives is that ByRight has a goal of becoming a zero waste company. So would you like to talk a little bit about that as well and the inspiration behind that goal?
Yeah, we've been for the last several years, we've been measuring our waste stream, and we've done a lot of work. I mean, we've been recycling and composting since we started, and we're over 85%, somewhere around 85-86% diversion right now with our waste stream, and our goal is to eventually get to 90. There's still a few things that we're having a struggle with, but yeah, we'll eventually get there. As there are more systems being created to repurpose, some of the items that are currently going into the landfill.
Lovely. And so fun fact, you are one of INFRA's only B Corp certified members. And I mean, that certainly shows your commitment to social and environmental accountability. So why did you initially decide to get B Corp certified? And how does that influence your day-to-day decisions at the store?
Yeah. The thing, we became a B Corp, God, how many years ago now? It's been in 2015. So it's almost been a decade. It really transpired out of our vision. In 2013, we wrote a 10-year vision, or 2024 vision. We published it in 2024 and started to use it. And the buckets, the categories within our vision, you know, our food, our staff, our environmental impact, community impact, our financial metrics and performance were all the same basic categories that you're certified in when you get certified from B Labs for becoming a B Corp. And as we looked into it further, we thought that this would be a great way to hold us accountable to, you know, our values and to those critical operating areas, and to force us to continually be improving against them. And one of the things that I love about the certification process with B Labs is that it gets harder every time. And so it's constantly pushing you to make improvements in your business, your measurements, so that you don't remain stagnant, and hopefully have a more positive impact on, you know, our community, our planet, and the people that we engage with. And so it was a great way for us to measure ourselves by a third party, and to hold us accountable to those measurements, and to push us to be in constant pursuit of bettering those operating practices that we have. And so we do that consistently. You know, our waste goal is driven by, you know, a desire to improve our score on our B Corp measurements. Our community impact is something that I'm actually really proud of. We have been named best of the world for our community programs and community impact ever since we started, because of the depth of the programs. We have programs that are not just transactional. You know, we give gift cards and donations to organizations, but we also advise and volunteer and have programs that are going deeper in ensuring that our community, those that we can't serve within our four walls or don't serve within our four walls, are also benefiting.
It is a lot to do, but it's the right thing to do also,
yeah.
You know, and I think it's really important, you know, if we're going to be in this natural foods industry, you know, we've already made a values-based choice. You know, we've made a political decision to support one particular facet of a massive, you know, food system. All of our operating practices should align with the values that we support through the food that we sell as well. And I think it's important, you know, and again, I feel it's important because at the end of the day,
you know, what we're doing is feeding people, and it's a very intimate relationship when we feed people. And the greater the level of trust that exists, the stronger the relationship will be for as long as you have it.
And what would you say is one of, or the most valuable lesson that you have learned so far in running your business?
Yeah, you know, this one, there's so many lessons.
I'm going to bring it back to relationships again, and how important it is to be respectful and to be open to building a relationship with all the people that cross our paths on our journey. I say this, you know, because as I look back on a, you know, 30 plus year career in food and think about these relationships that I, you know, that were seeded, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 15 years ago, and, you know, nurtured, you know, I watered them just a little bit, you know, but I kept them. And these, you know, many of these people, some ex-staff members, some ex-suppliers, some community members, some people who were involved in city governments, state government, they've all grown and created their own businesses. They've become experts and extraordinary resources for inspiration and knowledge. And I'm so grateful that I didn't squander those opportunities to build those relationships over the years, because, you know, now when I need to call somebody, I can, you know, there's like a dozen people that I can lean on for guidance or help. Or if there's a cool project that I want to participate in, I can call the people who are shepherding it and doing it. And we've already got a foundation for that relationship. I do have the privilege of having stayed in one area. And so those relationships are hyper local. But, you know, some of the people that I've built those relationships with are, you know, other parts of the country, other parts of the world. And it's like, and it's lovely to be able to see those folks that were inspired by the work that we did, who got to participate in that work, who, you know, worked for us, doing great work wherever they are also, and to be able to like guide them, help them and nurture them so that they can, you know, spread the mission of what the power of good food can be. To me, it's powerful, because it becomes an exponential opportunity to change the world for the better.
Yeah, and kind of related, what is something that you love and that excites you about the natural foods industry today?
I don't know, the people. It all comes back to that. I mean, I love the food too. I mean, yeah, there are parts of the food that are a little more crunchy than my taste, but I just dig that it's the people, there's so much passion and integrity in our industry, and it sure as hell beats the crap that infects the industrial food system. And there's a camaraderie, and I don't know, there's a sense of pride that we all have that it's attractive and it's infectious, and it feeds me, it feeds my soul, and in turn helps me feed others in a better way.
And so just to touch on the food for a second, do you have any favorite local or unique products that you carry in your store that you want to plug and talk a little bit about?
Well, so this is like another hard one. I tend to gravitate towards produce more than any other part of the store, because it's such an indication of what time of year it is. And I love the passion and the commitment of all of our farmers. And I love how a piece of citrus, because we're in citrus season right now, you know, at the end of October, tastes completely different from that piece of citrus at the end of March when the season ends. And I love seeing the evolution of it. You know, right now I'm geeking out on Kishu mandarins, and we get them from this amazing grower in Ojai, a guy named Jim Churchill, who, you know, grows these tiny little mandarins that were originally native to Japan, and they're easy to peel. And any kid that you hand them to just loves them. Parents love them, because then all of a sudden they see their kids, you know, eating a piece of fruit instead of like wanting a cookie. And they're just fantastic. Another item that we have only this time of year are these extraordinary fruit cakes that are made by a gentleman named Robert Lambert. And he starts, you know, it's a year-long project for him. So right now he's candying all of the citrus zest, just peel, that he uses in his fruitcakes, that he will use in his fruitcakes next year. He makes the fruitcakes in the fall and then goes through the traditional arduous process of
basting and soaking with brandy. And so there are these moist, dense, fruit, nut-laden treats that are labors of love. You know, he doesn't make any money off of them, but for him, he's preserving a tradition. And in a world where things were glorifying, you know, efficiency and production, he's, you know, he is so old school. Every piece of fruit is hand cut. He goes out and he selects, you know, farm specific for the quality of the peel, varieties that are specific just for their wonder. And I don't know, I dig it. I dig it so much.
Okay, great. And another fun, unique element that makes Byright stand out is your on-site creamery. So could you just chat a little bit about that element of your business and the value that it brings to your store?
When we started a Byright Creamery in 2006, San Francisco didn't have an ice cream shop that was using good dairy. They were all using, you know, making ice cream from milk that came from Crystal that, you know, was pretty crappy dairy. It had stabilizers and they typically were making ice cream with coloring agents and artificial ingredients. And my wife and our business partner were pastry chefs for a number of years in restaurants and always made ice cream in the restaurants as part of their dessert menus. And they, while they were working in the restaurants, they were baking for us, you know, cookies and galettes and cakes. And we decided that we needed to find our own space to for them to be able to actually produce all of these amazing baked items for the markets. And as opposed to doing a bakery, we decided to do an ice cream shop with the bake kitchen. And we wanted to use good milk. And so we partnered with the Strauss family to use their dairy. And so it's an all organic base. And we source, you know, fruit and ingredients the same that we would use in our markets. And so beautiful organic strawberries when they're in season that we roast down with balsamic vinegar and concentrate to make our balsamic strawberry ice cream. We'll use our rooftop honey to make our honey lavender ice cream. You know, we're highly selective about the vanilla that we get and all of the ingredients that we use. And when you use, you know, good milk and good cream and good eggs and good ingredients, the ice cream just tastes amazing. It's so delicious. And the one flavor that became the signature was our salted caramel. We take our caramel and to the point of burning it, so it gets smoky and dark, and we add salt to it, you know, inspired by the salted caramels that you get northwestern France, up in Brittany and Normandy in that area. Once you add that to cream and milk and make an ice cream, you get this really deep, dark kind of flavor that just makes you want to go back for more, and the salt is addictive, and so you get the sweet and salty and smoky and caramely, soft, creamy textured, you know, scoop of love. It's pretty cool. Ice cream makes people happy. That's one of the things I love about it. And it was nice to be able to do a business that, you know, wasn't just about the seriousness of food. You know, even though there's a lot of seriousness and that goes behind it, it really was just purely about pleasure.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sam. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our guests today?
I think just the importance of sharing and continuing to share. I mean, I think it's like, you know, one of the things that attracted me about our community, our natural foods community, and just inspiring the next generation to be open and willing to share with each other as well, I think is critical. A lot of the OG folks in infra been in the industry for a long time, and it's really, you know, up to us as elders to inspire the next generation to do better and to continue the work of inspiring future generations. And it's only going to happen if we continue to just share with each other and help each other grow.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roots. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.